I believe if I was to speak to 100 different people who just listened to this, there would be probably 100 different testimonies of what stood out to them or what spoke to them, because that's one of the characteristics of the truly prophetic. It can speak to a wide variety of people on a large different differing levels of intensity, and yet everybody is being called to the same purpose and the same closeness to the Lord. If any of you would like a transcript of this, just all you got to do is let me know, and I'll be glad to send you a copy. If you'll just send me a self-addressed postpaid envelope, the postage could get a little difficult if I try to do all of that without your help. But if you'd like a copy, I'll be glad to send it. This next word came in 1976 through a woman whose ministry I have known for years and someone who I very much respect and trust, Mary Ann Brown. And in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, it says, "Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry it to the carry it to others. The vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. For it seems slow in coming, but wait patiently for it, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed." Mary Ann, in 1976, was a young, single mother, serving the Lord, raising her children without much help. Nobody famous, nobody. She was like the prophet Amos. You know, Amos says, "I was neither a prophet, nor was I the son of a prophet, but I was a keeper of sycamore trees. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and my heart was set on fire. How can I help but prophesy?" And this is what Mary Ann wrote in April of 1976. "I saw pictures and words. The words that I saw under each picture appeared branded in by fire. The first vision, I saw New York with the Statue of Liberty. She was tilted. They had put her up on crutches and covered her with paint. Then the words came, 'When you see her this way, it is the beginning of great sorrow and deception for your nation.' President Reagan issued the proclamation to refurbish the Statue of Liberty in 1982. Work began in 1984 and was finished in 1986. She appeared, the Statue of Liberty appeared exactly as she had appeared in my vision, scaffolding covered in paint. Then the second vision came. In this vision, I saw a map of the United States with lights big and small all over the map. I knew they were churches. Then a sound like a sonic boom came and shook the whole map. Some remained the same and others became bigger. It seemed that revival had come all over the nation. But then the word came, 'Do not be deceived. It's an angel of light.' I saw banks then, in the next picture, with padlocks on the doors, one after another padlocks.